Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the first show on the Journey to Success Radio Network. Our purpose on Journey to Success Radio is to interview people who are making a difference in the world with their transformational thoughts, ideas, actions, and businesses. We'll explore important aspects and areas of life, including spiritual, physical, mental, relationships, disabilities, and many, many more topics. The Journey to Success broadcast team so far consists of Michael Collins. He's the author of Ushering in the Golden Age and a soon-to-be Napoleon Hill certified instructor. Taylor Tagg, he's the author of Enrich Your Sunrise and also a soon-to-be Napoleon Hill Foundation certified instructor. We also have Tracy Montgomery, who's in Calgary, Alberta, Canada. She's a publisher of ebooks on dating and marriage, and they've been downloaded close to 20,000 times already. And myself, Tom Tuttle Cunningham. I'm a Napoleon Hill Foundation certified instructor. I'm also a regular contributor to their weekly e-zine, and I'll be speaking at the 2012 Napoleon Hill International Convention in Malaysia. Deepak Chopra is a keynote speaker for that event. I'm also a senior research director for the Canadian Business Journal, which is a digital-only publication produced by George Media, and we're the official and only media partner with the Canadian Chamber of Commerce. You can find out more about myself at my website, which is tom2tall.com. That's tom2tall.com. Today, we're excited and honored to feature as the very first guest on our network, Jeremy Razor. Jeremy has been recognized as a VIP member of the Cambridge Who's Who Registry of Executives, Professionals, and Entrepreneurs. He is also a passionate inventor of unique card and board games that help to educate through the value of play. He believes in family entertainment and that encourages human interaction. And he's the inventor of MathWiz, the puzzle card game, which encourages practicing mental arithmetic in a fun approach. Also, paper football card game, which players use strategic and math skills in a competitive setting. And also my famous and favorite game of all time, Achievus, which is his newest game for 2012. Achievus is a cooperative board game of positive interaction, which offers a fun way to review Napoleon Hill's 17 Principles of Success. Mr. Razor is the founder of Razor Sharp Entertainment. The mission of his business is educating through the value of play. And his slogan, don't be dull, be razor sharp. For more information, you can always visit Jeremy's website, and that's Razor Sharp. That's R-A-Y-Z-O-R. I don't know in Canada or the U.S. if they say Z or Z, but R-A-Y-Z-O-R, sharp, S-H-A-R-P, and then ENT.com. Welcome to the show today, Jeremy.
Welcome. Thank you for letting me the opportunity to be here to share my experience, the journey.
Thank you so much, Jeremy. As I've told you numerous times, I think the Achievus game is the most exciting Napoleon Hill-related product that's ever come out. It has the opportunity to reach generations of Napoleon Hill fans that some even not even born yet. And so I'm really, really happy to have you on the show today. And as you know, Jeremy, I almost always start my show by asking people when they first read Think and Grow Rich or Law of Success and in who suggested it to them, because in many cases, someone special in their lives suggested the book to them. When did you come across Napoleon Hill and first read Think and Grow Rich?
Well, it's an interesting story, and basically, I have a friend from high school that we keep in contact from now on then, and because lives go separate ways. And one time, I had this spontaneous call from him, and his name is Rene Rivera, and he had called me out of the blue, and I can always tell his voice, tell who it is. Right from the voice. And he says, Jeremy, he says, you have to go out and get this book today. And at the time, I wasn't an avid reader. And so,
yeah.
But he was so enthusiastic about this book. And he said, you have to go out and get Think and Grow Rich. And I thought, and I was like, well. And he was just like, you have to get this. And because of his enthusiasm, that's the key. If you
yes.
really believe in something, it's the key is the enthusiasm. And he has that. And he had that. And he interests me. So the next chance I, it was that day or the next day, whenever I had was able to get the book, I went to my local bookstore and I went and got this colorful Think and Grow Rich book. And I thought, well, it's $15. And
yeah.
I was like, why not? This is great. So I got the book. And the rest is history from that and then on. And it started from a friend. It started from a friend that wanted to share something that he was impressed and he was inspired by, and he thought of me. And
wow.
The key is that we keep in contact, but not on a regular basis. So what popped up in his mind was Jeremy Razor, and he shared that, and I thank him for it. And,
wow.
and he doesn't know about Achievus yet, but he soon will when I get the chance to visit him in person. To
oh, wow.
out. So,
what a life-changing impact that simple, strong, enthusiastic suggestion turned out to be, right?
Exactly. And the next step is the reader, how they have to not only purchase the book, but also apply the philosophy inside the book, and that's the second key to it. You know, my friend, he gave me the start, but it was all up to me to apply and to get what I can take from the book and apply it. So that's
exactly. Now, you must have been an enthusiastic reader as well, because your dad
yep.
has also read the book and is a large fan of Napoleon Hill as well.
Yes, and it was Think and Grow Rich was the first book that I really read. And so if you're a reader, if you're a reader, this book is wonderful to inspire you. But even if you're not an avid reader, this book is also wonderful for you. And so don't ever think that if you're not ready for the book or if you just go out and read the
mm-hmm.
book, because it will make a difference when you apply the philosophy.
Exactly, and I think even as you said about reading the book, because the book is available in audio form, and I've listened to it on CD in my car on the way to and from work numerous times, but reading it and holding it in your hand and highlighting it, there's something to be said about that that's way different than listening to it on audio. Audio is fantastic after you've read the book, but I would recommend
yeah.
everybody get one in their hands, read it for themselves, make their own highlights, and have the book be ragged and torn 20 years from now after they read it. And that's what I'd like
yeah.
to see. Now tell me
yeah.
about, have there been one or two other books since Think and Grow Rich that have really opened your eyes?
And there has been many books, and it's hard to choose only one or two. So I would have to say the biggest books that has impacted me is the first books that I really, like I said, read. And it was the first, very first book was Think and Grow Rich that I actually read and consumed and so
yeah.
and applied. So Think and Grow Rich. And then I would say the second would be Success with People. Cavett Robert
yes.
was introduced by Don M. Green, and that book, I remember reading that. It was me and my father was on our way to Las Vegas, our educational math conference, our first math conference, and we read this book, and it was just the whole way there, we couldn't put it down. And but this was a big impact in my life, because that was
wow.
was a really good book to read. Success
wow.
with People. I encourage everyone that is looking for guidance and answers to also read Success with People. And there's other books like come to mind that I read, The Path to Riches and Think and Grow Rich by Judith
yeah.
Williamson and Napoleon Hill, because this shares others' experience, especially after you read Think and Grow Rich, because this shares experiences of other individuals, how they took what they took from Think and Grow Rich and how the secret of the philosophy and how they apply it. And so that was another book that I really enjoyed. And
yes,
also,
I really like that one too.
Yes, and also The Success System That Never Fails by W. Clement Stone. This was a gift given to me by Don Green, and when I visited him in Wise, Virginia, and I am still in the process of reading it, but it has the stories that W. Clement Stone shares with his story is very inspirational. So I'm really excited to finish, but that has also been an impact. And currently, I'm reading the Soul of Leadership by Deepak Chopra.
Oh yes, very
and
good. Yeah,
this is also a good book that I am excited to finish. But this is also an inspiring book and has a lot of great insights and information that I'm excited to finish. So
I'm interested in that Cabot Robert one because I know Zig Ziglar speaks tremendously highly of Cabot Robert. He won all kinds of really great speaking awards. And so I'm going to look that one up as well, Success with People. Sounds like a great one.
And it's available through the Napoleon Hill Foundation website.
Ah, okay, even better. You're able to support the Napoleon Hill Foundation, so this is even better. And then any book that Don Green, the executive director of Napoleon Hill Foundation, would give to me, I would read from front to back. Because imagine the type of person you have to be the executive director of the Napoleon Hill Foundation. And so whatever he would suggest to me, I would read or listen to. Amazing man, isn't he?
Yes. And he'd also give me the ultimate gift. It's a very small book, but every information, every line in there is so exciting. The Ultimate Gift is a very good read. And it's The Ultimate Gift. And it's in my bookcase. The name of the author is Jim...
I have not heard of that one, The Ultimate Gift.
Yes, Jim Stovall.
Stovall. Yeah, I think he's blind. He's blind.
Yes,
Jim Stovall.
Yes,
I've heard of him.
And this book is very great. This it only has about 100 pages, but man, it is a great story.
Wow, I'm getting that one too because I've heard of Jim Stovall. He's written in a few of the e-zines and is a great fan of the Napoleon Hill Foundation. So thanks for that one. I'm going to look that one up too. You're adding to my book list, and I don't really need that. I got about 12 of them already to read. So now, tell me, Jeremy, about the creation of MathWiz. I know I bought one for my nephews and niece for Christmas, and I really, really like the idea of educational board games for kids, and it gives a chance for parents to interact in a fun way with their kids and more apt to learn when you're having fun at the same time. So tell me how you came up with this MathWiz idea and how you got inspired to produce educational board games for kids.
Yes, you're taking me back, Tom. That's great. it all started when I was a senior in high school, and me and my brother it was Jason Razor. We had the same birth date.
Wow.
And we had some time one night, and we had some cards. We were playing a card game, but then I was moved to create my own kind of card game. And so me and my brother worked together on making a game, and it was a game that was called Switch Up, and it was we had a fun time playing the game, but also showing to our friends. And from then on, that's when I knew that I love to invent games, like card games, interacting games with friends and family. And so from then on, I liked to invent games. And then I moved on, went to college for 4 years, and during that time, I was going to school for applied science. And during that time, I was contemplating on following my dream. What I wanted to do is invent numerous games and produce them and have a business and create a business to bring this to consumers and everyone to benefit from. And so during that time, after college, I was an intern. I had a job, And during that time, right after college, I was so, this, my passion was drawing me away from my work, what I was doing at the time, because it was so strong. And so I had made this huge decision. It was like what you would say, burning the bridges, just going with it, you know, and just going with it. And so what I did, I made the decision to quit my job at the time to produce my first game, and it was Paper Football. And at the time, I had the game. At that time of transition when I quit my job at the time, it's not that I quit. It was just I knew I had to do something to set my path on the road I wanted to follow.
And
That's the time when I became a sub teacher at school. I went and applied, and I had my college degree, so I was able to become a sub teacher. And during those 2 years of being a sub teacher, I was inspired to change my direction of just inventing card and board games to inventing educational card and board games. And the impact for us from the kids, they were, I know how important math is, and a lot of times, let's say the kids, let's say, don't know as much the fact that it's how important it is, and so they start to plan it more and more. And so they were saying, why do we need to do this? So what I did was invented a fun educational math game for others to learn from. And so that's where it started. It was from the inspiration that I got from the kids, and I saw there was a need, and so I acted, and the rest is history from there.
That's one of the keys, is to act upon your ideas, and you've done that big time. As you said, you had to burn bridges to act upon your purpose, but you knew it was the right thing, and you knew it was your purpose, so you... Quitting a job is not the way to term it. It's more like redirecting to pursue your definite purpose in life.
And I wouldn't recommend everyone to do that. You have to weigh your situation. In my situation, I had support too, so that was a difference. But it was also a struggle because I saw the vision, I saw everything going smoothly, but in most senses, it takes time and effort, and so that's what has been on this road. And so you have to be able to make sacrifices and not think that everything is going to go smoothly, but you have to make that big decision to do what you want to do. You want to believe in what truly makes you happy, then live for what you want to achieve.
Amen. And educating kids and interacting with parents, that is an amazing purpose and will affect lives for some time to come. Now, you've told me, because we've met in May last year, we've spoke a few times, you told me about a few really great heartwarming stories about kids who have tried your Math Whiz game. Tell me about some of those great experiences you've had with some of those kids.
Oh, I would love to. One story... we do a lot of, every summer we do we do a program at the local library and called the Math Whiz Club. And so there was numerous times, but, you know, one time that stands out is this one, a family came in, and a mother and daughter, and we had a big group of kids, and the mother expressed to me that, you know, she struggled throughout school with her math ability, and, you know, she did a good grade, and so she didn't want her daughter to also fall into those steps, and she was taking the necessary action to make sure her daughter finds ways to be able to develop her math skills. And so she was honest about that, and she put it up front. And so, you know, afterwards, to make the story shorter, the daughter was so enthusiastic about the game, and she wanted it then and there, but the mother didn't have the money at the time, so she said, well, she knew that we have a business in the local mall here in Gallatin Valley Mall in Bozeman, Montana. And so the next day, before I went to open up, they got there right at the same time I went to open up the business. And so I see them walking down, and I see the girl, the expression on her face was like, I want that game. That's like, I knew who they were at the time. And so when she got the game, she put it right next to her heart. And so I knew that how much of a difference just that one night made with her.
Wow. Now, there was a story you told me a story of a kid who was in a class, kind of shy maybe, kind of quiet, where after you, and you coaxed him a little bit, I think. Tell me about that story, because it's a great one.
Yes, would love to. It was after school, it was during the summertime, it was through the school, in the school system in Bozeman, and we had, it was a group of kids at a school, of course, and so we had this club, and this one in particular girl, she was sort of, intimidated, or, she wasn't confident in her abilities, her math abilities. So, she needed the extra help and attention that a teacher gives, a good teacher, might I say, that offers. And she was so impacted by the confidence that she was given by playing MathWiz. And so at the end of the event, she came up to me, and it must have been around the time of Easter, because she gave me this Easter egg. And the one little pop, one Easter egg that you pop open, and it had she put a message inside, and it was the sweetest thing. She gave it to me, and so I saw it in my hand. I opened it up, and there was this little note inside, and she said, "Thank you." And that was that's what it's all about. And that right there is that's what it's all about. And getting that was made a big impact in what I'm doing, and I know that I will continue to do that with other projects and other ideas that I act on that come to me.
That simple card must mean so much to you.
Yes, very much.
It's like a validation of your definite purpose.
It's like what Napoleon Hill says, keep your mind on the things you want and off the things you don't want. There's always things that come our way that we have to overcome, or temporary defeats. And so he says to keep in mind of things that that inspire you and that you have accomplished, and think of those things. Once you think of something, or something at the time and moment that you have to overcome, you think of something that makes you happy. You think of something that inspires you, and that's one of the ones I think of.
Wow, exactly. Now, I saw recently that you've been added as a, I don't know, a speaker, but you're going to be speaking or talking at one of the workshops at the Napoleon Hill International Convention coming up. And I know what an amazing honor that is, because I'll also be presenting. I get to present on the principle of learning from adversity and defeat. And although I would have liked, when I was in my early 20s, to be presenting on some amazing topics, making $1 billion and being the number one salesman in the world, life has taught me how to live with adversity and defeat. What are you going to be talking about? Because you're going to be speaking at one of the workshops, I think, right?
Yes, I will, and it's going to be on teamwork. And I'm actually speaking on the same day you are, Tom, so I'm excited about that, too.
Oh, man. Oh, now I'm nervous. I got the inventor of Chivas on the same day as me. They're not going to remember me at all. Well, that's pretty cool. Well, we'll both be nervous both on the same day.
Yes. And so, teamwork, and basically what I will be talking about is how teamwork is in everything what our universe is made of. It's that coffee cup you pick up in the morning. It's the car you drive to work, or it's the books you read. Everything is teamwork. It's the individuals that you work with throughout your life, your family, your friends.
Yeah.
Teamwork is in everything.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. It's in your marriage. It's in your kids. It's in your job. It's everything.
Yes, And so that's what I will be talking about, and I'm very excited to be able to present this 12th principle by Napoleon Hill, teamwork. And
what an honor, eh? Because imagine, listeners can imagine what type of amazing people the Napoleon Hill Foundation has access to with the work they do. So getting chosen to speak at this international convention is probably more exciting for me than it'll be for the people in the audience. It's very, very exciting. So now let's talk about the game that I think is going to set the Napoleon Hill world on fire. Achievus, when I first came across it, and you told me about it last May, just in the introduction and starting point of it, I was so excited. We know that the Think and Grow Rich sells millions of copies still annually. And so we know that there's a generation of adults and parents, grandparents, who are fans of Napoleon Hill. But however, the young generation have many different avenues of entertainment, and sometimes the language of Think and Grow Rich is a little old-fashioned for youngsters. But if you can get a kid playing a board game and laughing and learning the 17 principles of success at the same time, learning about teamwork, oh my gosh, I think parents will just be buying it in droves and playing it with their kids and sharing it with other parents, because it's not always easy to get these principles into the minds and thoughts and actions of young people, and you figured out a way to do just that. So tell me a little bit about the game. How did you come up with it? And tell our listeners all about it, because I think, as I said, that will be the Napoleon Hill product of all products.
Yes, I would love to, Tom. And it's, like I said, like it's even with your title of your show, Journey to Success. And that's what it's been. It's been a journey. And when I first read, when I was reading Think and Grow Rich, I was impacted just by the first two chapters. And during those, the verse part of the book, it's like everyone has their own thoughts and their own experiences that when they read something or take another philosophy, they apply it to their lives. And so that's exactly what I did. And as I am inspired and my passion is inventing educational games. And so during that time, I knew what I was going to do. I knew I was going to make a game. I don't know what it was going to be played like. I didn't know what it was going to consist of, but I do know that it was going to be a part of positive attitude and success philosophy. And so it was right there in front of me. And so all I had to do was act on it, and I did. And so it took time. It's taken over. It's been over a year now, but I know through Napoleon Hill's success, his philosophy is that success doesn't come overnight, and it doesn't, you have to apply and to be able to put it all together and apply it. And so that's what I did over time. I was patient, and so I developed Achievus. And so it was through teamwork. It was through teamwork of my family to be able to play test the game and to make tweaks, and because it's not like you get an idea and that's it. You have to work through it and to make the necessary changes. And so that's, it took together that, and also the teamwork of meeting at the retreat last May and meeting with Judith and Chino and Don. All of this has come, but it started with reading Think and Grow Rich. And then when I talked to Don before I went and met with Don M. Green, he said he was going to send me something, and it was Napoleon Hill's Golden Rule magazine. He had copies of it, reprints, and so he was going to send me. This was at the same time when I had the idea of making a game, and I was kind of throwing around some ideas and putting them together, and so he sent me. Was sending me information, but what happened, it was a gift of fate, and I I say a gift of fate because he, when I received the package, it was meant for someone else, and what I got was for someone else, and what the other person received was for me. And so in that package was Napoleon Hill's Keys to Success, the 17 Principles of Personal Achievement, which is the 17
right.
Principles of Success. And by that gift of fate, I was inspired to incorporate the 17 Principles of Success along with Achievous.
Holy smokes.
And because of those two books, it contributed to the outcome of Achievous. And
wow.
And also the name, when I was making the game, the name, I remember sitting with my father, and we was at the table, and we was thinking of throwing around some name ideas to really, I'm always about new, unique, you know, I like to be original. And so, we was putting some names, and my father was doing something, and I was really brainstorming, and it just come to me. It was Achieve Us, and it's Achieving Together, and that's what it stands for. It's the definition to achieve a valuable goal in a state of mind of cooperative action.
It is amazing, the idea. The name itself is just incredible. You sent me some really nice things, including a nice hat with Achievous on. And I told my wife a few times, I was like, first of all, the game is a breakthrough. What an incredible idea. But then I said, how they came up with such a perfect name for the game is also between the error of you getting that book from Don Green and the coming up with this amazing name for the game, you can see that cosmic habit force, I call it God. I'm not embarrassed. God
yes.
has a hand in this, obviously. He's directing it for you.
Yes, and that it's teamwork, and that's with Achievous. It's you know, achieve is singular, but when you put the us, it's plural. It includes everyone. So achieving, and it starts in family. It starts with the family, and then friends, and then your life. You know, it starts with family.
Exactly, exactly. And I know part of the joy of what you get to do with your business and your games is you get to work with your dad. And I think that
yes.
is such a unique and fun and enjoyable thing. He's retired, but you can tell from his grin from ear to ear at all times. Zig Ziglar calls that a grin so wide you could eat a banana sideways. You could tell that he loves life and he loves kids. And so I could imagine that they would warm up to him really well and he would warm up to them. And it would be a lot of fun to work with your dad.
Yes, and my parents, at the end, on my the rules to achieve us at the back, I made a special spot because it was the rules are had some space here, and I put special thanks to Deller and Ada Razor, my wonderful parents, for providing me with their tremendous support. It has been the best gift I have ever experienced, and that's it, and that's a message for all parents. You know, you take the
yes.
step to do what you can to make an impact in your child and children's lives. And so this is my teamwork, applying teamwork, to be able to put together Achievous for parents, a tool for parents to offer them a fun way to review Napoleon Hill's 17 Principles of Success, but also, too, is that the game is uniquely designed to encourage cooperative motivation. It also
yes.
encourages positive mental and positive reinforcement. It encourages teamwork development. It
yes.
encourages vocabulary enhancement. When the family reads the words, you develop that vocabulary, and also it encourages reading comprehension. And so
Amen.
All this, it provides a tool for the family. Now all needs to happen is the families need to take the action to move and to apply the principles and apply the keys with Achievous.
Exactly. Now, another thing that I found amazing, so cool, I met your dad and you last May in the open houses in Indiana, and then I met your dad and your mom were on the Napoleon Hill certification trip in Ireland in November 2011. And your mom and dad, they hold hands all the time. They look like they are just met each other like a month ago, and they're just courting. And they've been married, I think, forever to times infinity. How long have they been married? A long time.
46 years.
46 years. And so when I came back, that was one of the things I was talking to my wife about, that there's this couple that they've been married forever, longer than we've been alive, probably, and they look like they just met each other last month. And so obviously family is important to how you were brought up and how your parents brought you up. And to see your dad on that trip, A, he enjoyed, your mom and dad enjoyed the trip tremendously. And your dad is a huge Napoleon Hill Think and Grow Rich man.
Yes, he is. And they still talk to it about the trip to this day. And my parents, they refer to each other as their best friends. And so, and that's what, you know, more than just a couple, they're also best friends. And that's what they express in their actions and just in their daily routine.
It was so amazing to see. It's like sometimes in events like that, the man could, you know, be off in one corner talking to some guys and the woman in another corner. They spent the whole time together, and they just seemed as excited about sharing things with each other as they did about all these new people and new friends they were meeting. It was really, really nice to see. It's not something you see every day in life in this day and age.
Yes, and it's also good to encourage that, and that's what my parents have done for their children, and it will pass on as it's expressed to others, and that's what you're doing here, and that's what's great.
Well, I either didn't come up with enough questions or you didn't speak long enough. We got 8 minutes left, so I think we could probably fill up that 8 minutes. The other thing I hadn't asked about, and I bought one for my nephew for Christmas, the paper football card game, because that's cool.
Yeah,
how you can learn arithmetic and play a football card game at the same time.
Yes, exactly, and that was my first game that I produced, and I have to say, none of this would have been possible, like I said, from my parents' support if it wasn't for their belief in me and to produce the games. And so paper football was my first game. And so when you play paper football, it's a two-player game, and you have football terms, but you don't need to know how to play football. You just need to know how to play the game. And it's a competitive game. It's fun. And as you're playing, you have your math and subtraction, and you're having a good time. And it's every time you play the game, it's different, and it's exciting. You kick the football, the paper football, for extra points and field goals. I'm not sure. Have you ever played kicking the paper football before?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Well, that's but I invented the card game to go along with it. So you have the card game. You have the cards that make the plays, the necessary plays, and also you have the paper football that you actually kick with your finger.
I'm from Canada. We used to do that with hockey. We call it, we'd put a penny on the table and flick it with your finger into a goal. So you're doing the same thing with a football, kicking it to some goalposts.
Yes. A lot of times the kids are in school and they're kicking these paper footballs, you know, with the way the game was at the time. And so, but I invented a game that's educational to go along with kicking the football. And so a lot of teachers find that and they say, oh, that's great. You know, you revolutionized the paper football. And so it's a card game. So you play the card game and it adds some thinking instead of just kicking the football with your fingers.
Yes.
Actually, strategy and, you know, it's the time is worthwhile.
Yes, instead of just making it something to pass the time.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what it is. And so that was, it's a very unique game. And I enjoy playing it.
And I'm sure it's a great one for kids, too, as well, boys especially, anybody that can play
girls,
any form of football.
Yes, exactly. Oh, yeah. And the girls, they love Beating the boys too, so you get a kick out of that. Because yeah, there's no physical action going on. It's all mental and stress.
Right, exactly. Well, Jeremy, it's been really amazing and great to speak with you, and exciting for me because, as I said, this is the very first show on our new Blog Talk Radio Network show. And so when I was thinking of who to have as my first guest, I thought it would have to be somebody special. And because of Achievus, I thought I got to get that word out about Achievus, because that is a tremendous idea and concept and game. And I know that people will be playing it for generations to come, probably long after you're gone, because it's such a great, timeless idea.
Thank you, Tom, for your words and encouragement. And this is, I look forward to the journey. And this, with Achievus, one thing to leave this is, you may never know what kind of bond you can create until you play Achievus with others. And that's what it is. It's a communication game to communicate with your family and friends. And it's a great way to find out what their inner character, their current character is like when they respond to Napoleon Hill's 17 Principles of Success.
Right. And then give us your website again so now people can find you.
Yes. The website is at the end of my bio on this connection
yes.
here. And it's
yep.
www.rayzorshaarpent.com.
And when will that game become available for purchase?
It will be available around April, early April. So it's
could people pre-order it if they wanted?
They can send an email at games@razorsharpent.com. And so
okay.
we will be able to get a list together, and so we will have this on hand.
Amazing. Well, I think people should definitely pre-register for this game. Whatever the next gift you're buying your kid is for, Christmas, birthday, anything, Achievus really needs to be that gift. So please go to game or email them, games@razorsharpent.com. Make sure to get information on the game. Thanks so much for your time today, Jeremy. Say hi to your mom and dad, and I really look forward to seeing you in Malaysia. That's coming up soon.
Same here, Tom. Look forward to it. Thank you.
Talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.